Let's do another piece in the Agudat Kala. This is the end of Remez Aleph that we learned yesterday. He writes, let me tell you something, another vart that I heard from my Rebbe, the Heilige Chayza of Lublin, on the Pasuk that we referenced yesterday, V'hoya im shachayach tishkach es v'sham alekecha, heidoisi v'chem hayoim ki avoy tevedun. The Pasuk says, and it will be, if we forget the Rebbeinu Shalem, then the Pasuk testifies, ki avoy tevedun, that we will be lost, chas v'shalem. And again, he questions, whenever the Medrash says, whenever the Pasuk says the word v'hoya, it means a lashon simcha. So, if v'hoya is a lashon simcha, what is the happiness of im shachayach tishkach es Hashem lekecha, that we are going to forget Hashem? That's something which is obviously nothing to be happy about. So he says, evart, which is really brought down in other sfarim, legabe, the teichach and parshas kisavai. In the teichach and parshas kisavai, we know that there are 98 klalas, and in the middle of the teichach it says all of these things came to pass. Tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem lekecha besimcha uvetuv leivav meirev koil. That all these things came to pass because we didn't serve Hashem joyfully. So there's a vart I believe is brought down from the Meshech Chachma, who says that if somebody doesn't serve Hashem and it bothers him, he's brokenhearted, he feels like he needs to fix it, then he has a redeeming quality. The Rebbeinu Shlom will help him out. The Rebbeinu Shlom will pick him up, help him do tshuva. However, if a person doesn't do the Ratzon Hashem, and he walks around happy and joyful, you know, just live and be merry, without any feelings of remorse, with no lev nishbar, that's something that's unforgivable. So the teichecha is tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem lekecha besimcha v'tuv levav, due to the fact that we didn't serve Hashem besimcha v'tuv levav. But he says you can read the pasuk differently. Tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem lekecha, because you didn't serve the Rebbeinu Shlom, and yet besimcha v'tuv levav, we were walking around happy, joyful, with a gladdened heart. There were no feelings of remorse, no tzebrochenkeit, we weren't brokenhearted about it. That's why this whole teichecha comes. The Heiliger Rebbe Mezusha says that the name of the Yetzer Hara is Samach Mem, Aleph, and then Lamed. And this, the Rebbe Mezusha says that these are the first letters of the words Sudas, Mitzvah, Ein Lasas. He says the Yetzer Hara tries to throw in a special wrench that we shouldn't make a party, we shouldn't make a Sudas Mitzvah. Or he says, Siyum Mesechta in Lasais, we shouldn't make a Siyum, we shouldn't throw a party. The Yitzhahara tries to stop us from doing this. And Rebbe Zusha says that the reason for that is because when a Yid does something which is wrong, he never is happy about it. He'll never sit down and have a party, make a Suda, party for his friends, because he was zeichet to do something wrong. When a yid does a mitzvah, however, he'll sit down, he'll make a sudas mitzvah, so we always have this time to Rebbeinu Shlom, as bad as we are. But we never rejoice with an avera. Look at how we rejoice with your mitzvahs. The Gemara says that every mitzvah a person does, he creates a malach, an advocating angel. When a person does an avera, he creates a prosecutor. Rabbi Zusha says, there has never been an angel that was created from an avera that has a heart. A person does an avera sometimes with his mind. A person does an avera with his hands, with his feet, with his mouth, with his ears, with his tongue. But a person never does an avera with his heart. So since Yetzirah knows that mitzvahs we do with our heart, with a happiness, with, to make a suda, and that's always a taina that we have to the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's true, I might be doing things wrong, but I'm not happy about it, yet I rejoice with your mitzvahs. He doesn't want us sitting down to a suda's mitzvah, because then he knows that we have this taina netzachas, we have this working on our behalf. So the Bnei Yisachar says, that's the pshat. V'hoyam shachayach tishkach. Im shachayach tishkach. If we, chas v'shalom, forget the Rebbeinu Shalom, then the pasuk doesn't yet say, ki avod tevedim will be lost. However, im shachayach tishkach, if we forget the Rebbeinu Shalom, and yet it's v'hoya, yet we're happy about it, that's when chas v'shalom these things happen. So at least if we're brokenhearted about not serving Hashem, that's a redeeming factor.